After wishing everyone a Shavua Tov, if you turn to page 138 in your Blue Chumashim, we're at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, and we're taking a look at the what we call the Lashonos of Geula. For example, you'll see in Pasuk Vav, Lachein Emor, Livnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Votseisi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. Now, what I'd like you to do for a moment is put your finger under the word Sivlos. Can you do that for me? And then I want you to read Pasuk Zion, V'lakati eschem li la'am, V'yisi lachem l'okim, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem l'okechem, Amotzi eschem mitachas, Sivlos Mitzrayim. So if you have one finger under the word Sivlos in Pasuk Vav, and another finger under the word Sivlos in Pasuk Zion, what do you notice is the difference between the two? Yeah, which one is Chaser, which one is Molin? The first one is Chaser, and the second one is Molin. So the question is, why is that so?
It is significant.
And it's very significant. This, the absence of the Vav in the first Pasuk is remarkable. Because whenever the word Sivlos is written, referring to the sufferings of Bnei Yisrael, it's always written with the Vav. And in Pasuk Vav, no less than in Pasuk Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising that He will free us, in this case Votseisi, from the suffering of Mitzrayim, or in Pasuk Zayin, He's going to take us as His nation and remove us from Sivlos Mitzrayim. Why is the first one without a Vav and the second one with a Vav? And the real kash is on the first one, why it's written without a Vav. Now, before we get to answer this question, let's throw out another few questions. Does anybody know which parsha in the Torah that is, I would say, far, far away from where we're up to? We are way at the end of the summer, we'll get to it, that has the mitzvah of tzitzis in it?
It's Korach.
No. Shlach. It's actually in Parashat Shlach. So if you want to open up to your Chumashim, you'll take a look in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Mem Aleph. And if you have the blue Chumashim, then we're going to see this at the end of Parashat Shlach in Pasuk Mem Aleph, which is on page 377. You see that?
Yeah.
Now, this Pasuk is at the end of Parashat Tzitzis. And yet, it refers to what? Yitzias Mitzrayim, correct? God identifies Himself as the author or the giver of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and also as the redeemer from Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the connection between tzitzis and Mitzrayim? Now that question takes on even more of a spin when you take a look at Pasuk Lamed Ches, which is on your page 376. How many corners are there to the Beged? Four corners. So Rashi says that that number four is coming to exclude the numbers three and five. You know, you could find a three-cornered garment. I think I once saw such a thing in my life. It was a little bit strange looking. Or a five-cornered garment. And Rashi says that the reason for this is because Al Kanfei Vigdechem, says Rashi, because V'esa Eschem, I will carry you out of Mitzrayim, Al Kanfei Nisharim. See the word Kanfei are the wings of an eagle. Here it's the corners of a garment, but it's the same word in Lashon Kodesh. And Rashi is going to tell us that al arba kanfos, and why? Velo balas shalosh o bas chamesh keneged. What's the significance of the number four? Dalid lishonos shel geula. Correct. Otsesi v'tzalti v'gaalti v'lakacht. So here at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, we have the four lishonos of geula, and at the end of Parshas Shlach, we have the four corners of the garment that's obligated in what? So the question is obvious. What's the connection here between Geula Mitzrayim and Tzitzis? And the Torah emphasized that connection twice. One way, because it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzitzichem Eretz Mitzrayim at the end of Parashat Shlach as the postscript to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And number two, Kanfei Bigdechem, which is connected to the Kanfei Nesharim. God takes us out on the wings of eagles, and there are four knuffos connecting the four lashonos of Geula. It could be that since this is the last mitzvah in the world, that I would connect with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what we want to understand. There's another mitzvah that's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, also very surprising, and that's the mitzvah of Shabbos. On Kiddush on Friday night, what do we mention? Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the story goes even beyond that, because Tosus tells us in Masechet Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that when the Torah tells us back at the beginning of Sefer Shmos that our service to Paro was what? What's the magic word? Avodas? Right, Perech or Parach, Peresh Chof. So Tosus points out, and I have to thank Alan for working out the mathematics for me, that if you take the letters of the word parach and you convert them into other letters, which is called atbash, so Tosus says the following: Shamati sheyesh medrash. Tosus says shebemitzrayim avdu es yisrael befarach upei reish chaf biatbash. Is Vav Gimel Lamed. Okay? Now Vav Gimel Lamed is 6 and 3 is 9 and 30. Lamed is 30 is 39. So what kind of avodos did the Egyptians subjugate us to? The 39 Malachos of Shabbos. That's what he says. Ukshe Nigalu Mitzrayim, and as soon as after in the wake of the redemption from Mitzrayim, his Hiram Al Shabbos, immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are given, even before Matan Torah, a warning. This happens at Morah about Shabbos, the 39 Malachos. So we see, Rabosai, a connection between Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim, between Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and these are ideas that we'd want to investigate. So I'd like to study with you, if you got a copy of this page, I enlarge it a little for my eyes. You'll see number 13 on the left side is the Be'er Yosef. And the one who pointed this out to me is Rav Noach Albaum Shlita. And what you're looking at is a page that he gives out in Kew Garden Hills, New York. I wasn't there, but I get it in the internet. And the Be'er Yosef is one of these contemporary writers on Chumash who likes to deal with numbers and letters, and he's very keen on the difference between a chaser and a molech. So he points out that the word Sivlos Mitzrayim, Sivlos, is written in two consecutive psukim, one chaser without a vav, and the other with a vav that's molech. And why is this so? So he suggests the following pshat. V'efshel lomar. You have it?
Yep.
If you want to see it in sign. I have photocopies for anybody who wants one. Dehine b'mitzrayim sovlu Yisrael b'shtayim. The word sivlos with a vav is indicative of a double suffering in the plural. And why is that so? Hein mitzaras haguf. Obviously, we were physically oppressed. Chazal go into great detail about the kind of work that we had to do. Men were doing the work of women, vice versa. The work was so difficult that even blood was dripping from their bodies. Bechomer ol bilveinim ubechol avodas hasod. So that's called parech. Parech means mafreches es aguf. It weakens the body. Ubesivlo zu, as far as this physical suffering is concerned, hirgishu Yisrael heitev b'shibud ve'inu yeshahoy Mitzrayim avinim also. Every Jew felt this keenly, very profoundly, on his body. But there's a second kind of sevel, which is much more subtle, and it's very easy to overlook it. Milvad shibud ve'inu yaguf, in addition to the physical suffering, hoyu Yisrael gam kein b'shibud ve'inu yanefesh. This relates more to the relationship between the Jew and Almighty God. Ki mitzad koshi ha-shibud hechbidu aleim avodakoshu shfeila hishpilu bazer es tchunas nafsham ha-yikara. There was no way that the Jew could philosophize, could focus on what it means to be a Jew, what his heritage is, from his avos, from his imos. And as a result, the meshech zman havoda, during the many years and decades and even centuries of service, never be ma'at ma'at miskulas nafsham adino. They lost that special sensitivity. A Jew is meant to be sensitive. That's why if you know that for girls they give the name Adina. For example, my grandmother's name was Elo, which is a Yiddish form of Adina. So my sister's name for my grandmother, her name is Adina. Didn't want to give her the name Elo. You know, modern Israel, that's the way it goes. Or for example, there are even men, it's somewhat rare, I don't know if you know anyone with the name Adin. All this is a reflection of the Jewish nefesh, which is meant to be sensitive. And that sensitivity requires a human being to be functioning in a normal way, whether it's bein olam l'makom, bein olam l'chaveru. That sensitivity, that's unique to the Jewish soul, was to some extent lost to the Jewish people. Heim zera kodesh, anshe milo midos tovos, avol tzoras hashibud ve'inui shel nefesh lo hergishu heim kla. This subtle deterioration, if you will, of downgrading that level of the sensitivity, the unique sensitivity of the Jewish soul, it wasn't even something on their radar screen. They weren't even able to be aware of it. Sometimes a person loses something of his spirituality and he's not sensitive to it. He's not aware of it. And therefore the Torah says that, this is back in last week's parasha, that Bnei Yisrael let out a cry. Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael min avoda vayizaku vatal shavosom elokim min avoda. Were they able to pray? My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik used to point this out over and over again. The Jewish people were so far removed that they weren't even able to formulate their own prayers. All they could do was to let out a cry, like if you take an animal and you incarcerate it and you cause pain to the animal lets out a yelp. It's not something that's formulated. It doesn't have any structure to it. It's not sentences or paragraphs. Klal Yisrael was too far gone to formulate prayer in a sophisticated intellectual way. All they did was they let out a cry, a scream, a za'aka. Comes from deep within. But Vayishma Elokim, and what did God do with these words, with these cries, not words but cries? Vayizka Elokim es Briso, es Avram, es Yitzhak, es Yaakov. Vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim. They just cried out from the physical sevel, inui. But God heard much more. God heard something and in a sense formulated their prayers on their behalf in terms of the bris of the avos. Vayed Elokim. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ra mihem. God knew who they were. Heim zera berech Hashem mishor shakadusha. They come from very solid source and roots in sanctity. Vayed Elokim, he understood what they themselves did not necessarily understand, what they didn't appreciate. He understood that Hotzeis Yeschem mitachas Sivlos mitzrayim. They thought it was Sivlos, Sivlos without a vav. Sivlos without a vav means the singular. But what HaKadosh Baruch understood was that it was Sivlos with a vav. Lechem mor lebnei Yisrael, ani Hashem, votzesi eschem mitachas sivlas Mitzrayim, ksiv sivlos chose, lemor sevel echad, shatem margishim ba sevel aguf, that sevel that you are aware of. But v'yachar kach, then in pasuk Zion. There's much more at stake over here. It's the unique nation and its relationship to God. The us, and then, only after you leave Mitzrayim, you will begin to appreciate. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Not Sivlas Mitzrayim, but Sivlos Mitzrayim. Hainu rak oz, kishe ekach eschem li lo'om, v'tis alu lios am Hashem, mamleches koni v'goy kodosh. Oz, then, when you realize what's at stake over here, that you've been chosen by God to be the mamleches koni, teidu, you'll know, tagishu, you'll feel, es Sivlos hamleh shahoy lachem. You know, sometimes it's only after that which is lost is replaced that we appreciate that which was lost. Hainu sevel aguf ve'a nefesh. V'teido v'tovinu es hatova gdola kfula shasisi eschem v'yitzis Mitzrayim. And that sivlos b'loshen rabin. Perhaps in this light we can begin to understand the connection. I'm having a little trouble with my voice today, I apologize. The connection between Tzitzis and Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tzitzis reflects the greatness of man. Why is that so? Chazal tell us that a Jew could reach all the way to the Kisei Akov. Tcheles Dom Liyam, Yam Dom L'Rikia, Rikia Dom L'Kisei HaKovid. The Yetzahara is trying to bring us down, and against the Yetzahara we wear tzitzis. Tzitzis will remind us of the 13 of the 613 mitzvahs. Tzitzis will demonstrate the greatness of man, that man has an ability to reach the Kisei HaKavod. This is something that reflects the unique nature of the choice of the Jewish people, of Lakachti Lachem La'am, that you will be a Mamleches Kohen, that you are the great nation that has that connection to the Kisei HaKavod. And if that be the case, then perhaps we could go back to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos is a unique gift given to Klal Yisrael. In fact, the law is that Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. He's usurping, a non-Jew is usurping our unique Chemdas HaYomim, Osan HaSata, the gift and the bris between Knesset Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that reaches its fruition in Shabbos. That's why, as a result, and in the aftermath of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're given the Shabbos. The Mitzrayim treated us in the lowest way. We reached the level of Shiflus, of the 39 different categories of Halacha, and now we abstain from these 39 categories of Halacha to declare that we are a special people. We go from the lowest to the Kanfei Nesharim, and we are carried on the wings of eagles. Rabosa, I had prepared a shiur for today, but I'm not feeling up to it right now. So I apologize for that. If there's any way you can hold on to these sheets, Blinetta will pick it up on Yom Shlishi. Or if anyone's interested tomorrow, maybe we can pick it up and make up for today. I just see that the more I speak, the more I am stretching out my voice, and I better let better Ezu Chacham Aros Anolad. But I think we accomplished something today.
Sure. Before Shlema.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know what brought it on, but now I have to solve it.
Thank you.